This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Tom Foti in Washington, where it was a late holiday weekend Saturday night out for the House Speaker Kevin McCarthy. He had been in serious talks with the president for hours about the threatened government default crisis, but
after weeks of negotiations, we have come to an agreement in principle. We still have a lot of work to do, but I believe this is an agreement in principle that's worthy of the American people.
President Biden put out a statement with much the same message, but this deal does need to be sold to Congress, where there's already some opposition.
There was a briefing Saturday night between House Republican members and their leadership. House Democrats are expected to speak with the White House via Zoom call Sunday afternoon. The vote's Wednesday, but whether they can cobble together enough Republican and Democratic votes to pass it is a pressing and real question.
Congressional correspondent Scott McFarland. The future of suspended Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton will be determined by the state Senate after the state House overwhelmingly voted to impeach him, with most fellow Republicans voting to do just that. Representative David Spiller was part of a House investigative committee quietly looking into Paxton for months.
Members, it brings me no pleasure to be standing here today in front of you dealing with this matter. I know that it's not pleasant for you either. But we have a duty and an obligation to protect the citizens of Texas from elected officials that abuse their office and their power for personal gain.
Overseas, Ukrainian officials report downing more than 50 drones launched by Russia overnight. Meantime, anti-Kremlin Russian fighters also waging some kind of a war on Russian soil, stepping up their attacks as a Ukrainian counteroffensive appears to be imminent. Correspondent Deborah Pata in Kharkiv.
The partisans are a collection of disparate groups united by their desire to topple Vladimir Putin. CBS News sent written questions to one of those units. We are destroying military targets and support infrastructure, this masked gunman said, like power stations and railway lines.
What is Mother Nature's plan for the rest of the holiday weekend? Oh, it depends.
This holiday weekend, Mother Nature is playing spoiler in the southeast with gusty winds and a whole lot of rain. That's particularly for the Carolinas and coastal Georgia as well. There's also the risk of rip currents as far north as the Outer Banks and even perhaps the Hampton Roads section of Virginia. And then we will see high surf in places as far north as the Jersey Shore.
Forecaster David Parkinson, many of us still on the move.
I'm always surprised by the traffic from Boston to the Cape, because we're from Dallas. We have a lot of traffic, but not like that. It's never taken us 3 hours to get from Boston to the Cape.
This is CBS News.
Need to hire quality candidates fast? You need Indeed. Their powerful hiring platform helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all in one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold.
1993 to 1999. And again, 2001 to 2003.
125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger. Featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram.
Saturday and Sunday at 1 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
Civic Media promised you something big to celebrate our new and still growing network of radio stations. When we announced the one-day $1 million advertising giveaway for Wisconsin businesses, you responded.
Just wanted to echo your sentiments about the advertising. That's really a cool deal and really remarkable.
$1 million of free advertising. Now, if you missed this chance to work with our team, go to civicmedia.us and click on the sponsorship tab. One of our local sales pros will get right back to you. Civicmedia.us and sponsorship.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Ready for our little forest adventure?
Yes!
So much waiting for me. Yeah, I wanna go outside. I wanna be.
We're here.
Whoa, that was fast. There's a forest closer than you think. Find a park or forest near you and music inspired by nature at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by USDA Forest Service and the Ad Council.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
Matt Rothschild of the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign.
So here we have Jim Troupas, Dan Kelly, we got Michael Gableman, and the question is accountability, democracy, freedom. Are we going to let these forces who are hostile to democracy continue to try to take over our state? They may spout the value of freedom, but they don't want freedom.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. Weekday afternoons 2 until 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
That's good.
That's true. Which is a form of dancing in itself, I guess, right?
Mm-hmm. You know, I've heard this because I've been trying to kind of backtrack on who you are and your music. And you're doing that whole, the fusion, the funk, the reggae, the blues, and the hip hop. And this is incredible. Jimi Hendrix is one of your inspirations.
Mm-hmm.
How do you get a musical style of your own with somebody like that you just really admire?
I recognize that he plays the guitar upside down backwards, and it allows me to not try that. And and it just, you know, it's more the spirit of what he does and what he represents more so than his actual playing. I picked up the guitar rather late in life, so like I wasn't influenced by very many guitar players because I never really listened to it that way. I was always like listening to hip-hop music, so like the guitar was in there. So like, if you listen to like the early Run DMC, there's a lot of guitar, a lot of rock in there, and unbeknownst to me at the time when I'm listening to it, it's influencing my music and my style and stuff. But as far as Jimmy goes, his spirit is really what resonates with me. And you know, the way he bends notes and you know how he was kind of on off beat and just all in his own world, and I just kind of take that approach to my playing and just kind of feel the music more so than be boxed in to what the guitar is,
yeah.
You know, and just, oh, how's this note feel? And am I spending enough time just hearing it? And that's what I get from his music. Like, I felt like he really heard what he was doing in a very unique way.
You know, really, listening to Jimmy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
You know, I was going to say, you know, in Jimi Hendrix's music, there is a little like elements of early hip hop in there. He had a little bit of it going on, you know what I mean? Just in kind of the way his cadence of some of his lyrics and some of how he said stuff, you know? And, of course, he played a little bit of funky guitar there as well.
Well, he played with everybody, too. Like, he played with the Isley Brothers and everybody. Yeah. So he had a very large repertoire in his pocket, so he could play anything. But it was hard not to be influenced by Jimmy growing up in Madison. You know, like, you know, the rock scene here was really strong when I was growing up. So I was, you know, between him and Van Halen and Poison and all the rock music that was, you know, that was around me in high school because of the school I went to, I was, you know, I was encouraged to listen to it all.
You know, he was left-handed. That's why he had to play the guitar upside down because he didn't have a left-handed guitar.
Mm-hmm.
He wasn't surprised by that, Jimmy K.
I know he wasn't. But someone out there was like, the guitar upside down? So
okay.
I was just helping him out.
Oh, I get it. You're trying to... okay.
All just right. Adding context.
Yeah, oh, thank you. That was awesome. I do want to say something. No. I want to say something to Adam, because as he was warming up while you guys were getting everything set up, and he was just kind of warming up and, you know, talking about having your own sound... He's got a guitar, like anybody else would have a guitar, but I was saying to him, just listening to him, he does have like his own thing going. So I can't wait for him to play for us.
Well, let's get to some live music with Adam Tesfaye here in the Devil's Lair, presented by Salvatore's Tomato Pies. The first song you have for us tonight is called Handle. Is this a song about a higher power?
No, it's about... I mean, some of the higher power, I guess, but it's mainly, to me, everything is about the higher power. You know, I'm just kind of simple that way. But It's just about, you know, how our subconscious mind is affected by the things that are surrounded, we're surrounded by, and the images that they project to us. I actually wrote this song a really long time ago, so it was like one of my first guitar songs, so I always try to throw that in the repertoire. When I first started to transition to like rapping and playing guitar, I was like, okay, I gotta rap and play the guitar. This is gonna be interesting. When I broke away from my band, I knew I wanted to rap, and I was like tired of chasing musicians around, so I said, I better learn how to play the guitar. When I lived in Seattle, that was what really happened. So like I was out there, and I was like, I need to do something, because this is not gonna work. And so that's when I picked up the guitar.
Nice. Well, let's check it out right now. Some live music live in the Devil's Lair. Adem Tesfaye, live in the Devil's Lair.
It's hard for one to handle with all this propaganda and headlines on who's who. It feels like a scandal. I feel like a damsel in distress. I'm waiting for clues. Everything is changing. The only thing remains to be my love for you. Yo, when I was a kid, I would act a certain way. I would rap, and other kids would go out and play. Freestyling was it, thinking of something fresh to say. Say what? What's happening now? 30 years later, I break it down. A small tomboy with big city ideas. To let you hear it, can't tell you exactly what it is. With the choice of business, marriage, and education, I get that all in one, and plus release my frustration. I could be a doctor, lawyer for choice of occupation, but you hit us in your stereo for any occasion. And when the music is on, the feeling's amazing. The one thing that's got me crazy, cause it's hard for one to handle with all this propaganda and headlines on who's who. It feels like a scandal. I feel like a damsel in distress. I'm waiting for clues. Everything is changing. The only thing remains to be my love for you. Now, basketball was my favorite sport, and I played. Guess how many NBA teams I've made? Zilch. I'm guessing because I'm tall like stilts. I catch guilt because I'm not the next Wilt. But time moves on and new puzzles get built. The past is irrelevant. The clues are the evidence. So now I just face the weight of the world. Hunger, confusion, disease. And the nonstop war. So go ahead and ask me what I'm praying for. I should be praying more. Helping more. Spread more love. Anything positive I can think of. Because by the way, these children, they need a brighter day, cause it's hard for one to handle with all this propaganda and headlines on who's who. It feels like a scandal. I feel like a damsel in distress. I'm waiting for clues. Everything is changing. The only thing remains to be my love for you. It's hard for one to handle with all this propaganda and headlines on who's who. It feels like a scandal. I feel like a damsel in distress. I'm waiting for clues. Everything is changing. The only thing remains to be my love for you. You.
Yeah. Very nice. Wow. Adem Tesfaye live at the Devil's Lair here on Devil Radio 92.7 101 FM. I love that. What was it? Tall like you're on stilts? What was that? I didn't even notice how tall you were.
I have to tell you guys, I love to do this when I'm getting like responses from people that are listening. My text just went crazy. People are listening and loving it. They're like, oh my gosh, this man is amazing, so good, so awesome. So
if they would like to call in and ask a dumb question, you could do that.
That'd be great. What's the number, Jimmy?
844-967-2789. 844-96-PARTY.
All right. Let's party.
Now, Adem, I heard that all those references actually to being tall and basketball, and it was your favorite sport. And I think I read somewhere that you had won state championship at Madison West on the basketball team.
That's right.
Tell us a little bit about that, I guess. Let's hear that.
Oh, man, it's a lifetime ago.
I mean, that's pretty big state.
Yeah,
we were good, man. We had a great team. It was myself and Gus Doyle and Alex Compton, Mike Dahman, Alec Mosier, Brian Weber. Who else is on that squad? Myron Adams. A few other really great guys, man. We were just a great team of guys, and we just loved each other and played hard, played for each other, and taught me my first lesson, well, my second lesson of what it takes to be a champion. And the dedication it takes to, like, you know, stay with something through all the stuff that you have to go through in the course of a season. And that's kind of where I hung my hat, you know, on that level of performance when I was a kid. And that was just kind of what my, you know, my standard was. And I just kind of always wanted to reach for that level. But, you know, each step, you know, takes the process. And but, yeah, basketball is...
it's all good. We agree.
You know, one question, how's your bracket? Did you all right with your bracket?
You know, funny.
Because mine is dead.
I didn't do a bracket this year, man. Yeah. I'm head down right now. I'm not looking at anything. I'm just really trying to submerge myself back into the Madison and really do my part as an artist. And one of the things I find is really easy is it's easy to be distracted. And coming from a place like New York, I had to be so organized to get everything done the way I wanted to. Here, it's like it's a little slower. So, I find myself getting distracted easier because it's like, oh, I can just kind of meander around a little bit more. And so, like, I had to shut it down. And I haven't watched anything. I watched the first game I watched was today, the Final Four. We watched Kansas beat Vanderbilt, I think it was. Mm.
Villanova. I was thinking too. It starts with a B. Yep, Villanova.
I haven't looked, but I got the Duke Carolina game.
North
Carolina.
That's big. That's big. Ooh. Now, growing up, you know, the Carolina blue was a big thing around us because of Michael Jordan. Obviously, if anybody grew up in the '90s or was around that time, I played when they were winning those championships, and that's when we won. So we were like, you know, Jordan fanatics. You know, so.
That's awesome.
Now, Adem, you are a fitness trainer, and you combine your health with your art, and it's a philosophy. Tell us about how that all works together.
Well, a healthy mind and a healthy body go hand in hand, and growing up and watching all of my favorite people in the world die early because they had unhealthy behavior really inspired me to kind of make sure I held on to some of that athleticism through sport, you know, obviously being a athlete. Encouraged, you know, exercise, and I always kind of like, you know, I got to stay in shape. And my uncles were big athletes, and you know, they're like my mentors at the time when I was growing up. So I just kind of followed their lead. And then when I moved to New York, on a wing and a prayer with my guitar that I could barely play, and a lot of tenacity and ego, I recognized that I wasn't going to make it as a singer songwriter right away. So I knew I could train. So I started training on the side because that was like my way in to like staying fit. And changing my lifestyle because the city was hard on me. You know, I was working in the clubs and getting home at 5 a.m. because the bars close at 4. And I just felt myself going down that wicked hole. You can see it. You know, you can kind of, some people don't see it till it's late. But I was like, no, that's not the life for me. So I switched it, kind of flipped it upside down and kind of took a different approach to music and art and fitness. And I find that your fitness is another form of art. And it's the art of self-love. And fitness is a way of showing yourself love because you need to take care of yourself like someone who loves themselves, like a parent. And I just kind of use that as part of the, you know, my wake and bake, you know, and just make sure it's an important part of my life. And I try to share it amongst my friends and people who are around me. So like if, you're not too much into fitness, you probably don't want to hang out with me too much because I'll be asking you to go on a run or come work out or stop drinking squats. For a month or do something. You know, I'll be like, oh, it's time to do something crazy. Let's go do something. And then, you know, but then when you party, you can regulate it a little better. You know, it's mm-hmm. like, oh, okay. You know, if you've never had to lose 50 pounds before, you know, you don't know what it's like. You know, but if you've accomplished that, you'll understand the importance of it. Yeah. You know, or if you're in a situation where you're injured and you have to rehabilitate yourself from that and you've never done that hard type of work before, you know, it's really challenging. And working with people's minds, you know, because fitness is about your mind. It's more about like how you see yourself and how you are, what you're willing to give yourself. Like, So, like, I don't want to go too deep into it because obviously it's something I love, but let's take someone who smokes cigarettes, for example. You love cigarettes more than you love your lungs, then you're going to have a problem, you know, long term. You know, it may not show up right away. You might not even die of lung cancer, but, you know, you might always have a cough or, you know, you can't run upstairs. And I always think about we have one in a, you know, 4 trillion chance to be born as a human, right? And if your 1 in 4 trillion narrows itself down to 1 in 400 million sperm, if you had to run to an egg today, would you get there? You know, that's a little deep. Wow. That's a little deep, but like,
this is the second time my head has exploded today.
I'm in trouble. That's all I got to say. I'm out of breath and I can't catch my egg.
Well, I mean, let's think about the trillion. Wow. So like one day I was really into public speaking. I really am. I listen to a lot of public speakers. I love the science behind that. And when I got that number, I was like, how long would it take to count to a trillion? Like if I started right now, it's like, you know, if it had 1 in 4 trillion chance to arrive as a human, how long would it take? Somebody take a guess. How long do you think it would take to count to 1 trillion if you just start counting right now?
Ugh. Wow. Probably more than
many
a month.
Years.
Try 157,000 years.
Oh, yeah, boy. Yeah. Okay.
I knew it was going to be something big. Oh,
so, when you put that into perspective, it kind of gives you a new lens of how to look at life and how precious your time here is and how when you walk. As soon as you put your feet on the ground, you know, you're blessed, you know, because you've accomplished the greatest thing that the world has to offer, and it's life on this planet. So
I could listen to you talk all day. I really could. Oh, my gosh. Inspiration. And then I'd say, okay, play a song now. But now I need you to talk some more. It's thank you. You're bringing some amazing things for us to think about. And it's a good thing. Yeah.
Well, let's get back to some live music with Adem Tesfaye here in the Devil's Lair, presented by Salvatore's Tomato Pies. Adem, the next song you have for us tonight, it's called The Same Way. Tell us about this song before you play.
It's a song. It's another one of my earlier pieces that I wrote. I started writing this one in Seattle, actually. And it's about a little bit about what we were just talking about, like how we've been fed. You know, I'm from Wisconsin, so, you know, we're really political, you know, being from Madison. It's a very political town, so, like, it rubbed off on me, too. So it's kind of about the culture and the understanding of where I am consciously in my own problem, and then how the world affects me and how I walk through that problem in the world, and how we're all interconnected and, you know, share the same problem. And that's pretty much what this song is about.
Let's hear it right now. Adem Tesfaye, live in the Devil's Lair on Max Inc. Radio.
My soul craves weed and alcohol, and my problem, ain't nothing.
Arkansas. Oh, my answers won't mean nothing at all. So I asked the Lord what's really going wrong with the people in this world today. When the children need a place to play. So what the world is wrong with the lyrics in my song? Yeah, 'cause I know you feel the same way that they do. With all this hating going on, we need some love too. So what's going wrong? What's going wrong? See, my God, she loves all of y'all. Yes, she does. But my devil, he wants to see you fall. And my life is just more writings on the wall. And the battle has only just begun. With the media and drugs that pay, and the fascists want to steal the day. So what the world is wrong with the lyrics in my song? Yeah, 'cause I knew you feel the same way that they do. With all this hating going on, we need some love too. So what's going wrong? What's going wrong? See, I feel a change coming on. I know, yes I know, we'll all have to be strong. See, with the music we all can sing a song. It's the harmonies that help us get along. Now whether in your car or work that day, you see it touches in a special way. And nothing's ever wrong when you're singing with your song. No, because I know you feel the same way that they do. With all this hating going on, we need some peace and love too. Da 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 la da la da da da.
Very
nice. Wow. Dem Tuspay live in the Devil's Lair here on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Who knew that Wisconsin sounded so good? It's Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
We're going out of town next month and need a cat sitter.
We use Hotel K Pet Sitting. You know, freebellyrubs.com.
Free belly rubs?
Yeah, Hotel K Pet Sitting. They're local and dependable. They feed our cats, put fresh water out, and even scoop the litter box. And they send daily messages with pictures giving us peace of mind while we're away.
For house sitting, cat sitting, and dog walks, it's Hotel K Pet Sitting. Reserve now at freebellyrubs.com. freebellyrubs.com.
Where can you buy goods from around the globe knowing your purchases also making a difference? It's Ethical Trade Co. in Madison. Ethical Trade Co. is a nonprofit. Product sales help end human trafficking by creating more opportunities for the artists. Shop online anytime at ethicaltradeco.com or in person Fridays and Saturdays at 3565 Tulane Avenue across from Schenck Elementary in Madison.
Jimmy K. here for the Spaceship.tv. For those of you that know me well, you know I value my couch time. And getting out to shows, well, it's just not in the cards sometimes. Well, now the shows come to me with thespaceship.tv. Thespaceship.tv is a virtual venue for artists of all kinds. They have great local music, plus the high-quality stream makes for an amazing show on my big screen. Make your couch time rock and see a show at thespaceship.tv today. Thespaceship.tv.
Hi, I'm Emily from Weichert Realtors Lake Point in Madison. Homeownership is a big deal, and so is taking the leap into the buying or selling of any property. The Weichert team gets that, and our job is to help you navigate the sales process and provide smooth sailing. You have questions? We have answers. You have worries? We have solutions. Let us open the door to your future home. Weichert Realtors Lake Point, 608-721-8002, 2045 Atwood Avenue. Find more info at weichert-lakepoint.com.
Saturday night in Madison, Wisconsin. Good evening, everybody. I'm Jimmy K here with Rocker and Terry Barr. Live in the Devil's Lair is happening right now, presented by Salvatore's Tomato Pies. Hey, if you want to call and ask a Dem a question, you can do that right now. 844-967-2789. 844-96-PARTY, Rocker.
Thank you, Jimmy. We're back here in the Devil's Lair with a Dem Tesfaye. What an amazing sound and music.
Yes. Thank you.
Thank you for being here. Wow.
Absolutely.
Dem, your uncle is your bassist and health confidant, but you also worked with him in the 90s hip-hop powerhouse Black Poets Society. Tell me about your uncle, LaCour Yancey.
Yeah.
He must be a big part of your musical life.
Oh, yeah, man. Like, we've been playing since we were little kids. I mean, literally, you know, since we were kids, we've been rapping and hanging out together, and just like he would come to New York every year and do some dance stuff and play music with me, and we just kind of always written songs together since we were kids. He picked up the bass. He was the first one to actually break out, branch out, and like actually my Uncle Tim branched out. He had drums when we were kids, but LaCour broke out with the bass, and that kind of like split us into two teams, where I kind of stayed with the vocals and he moved to the music, and then that added other musicians, the other guys were inspired to pick up instruments. And then I grabbed the MCs, and then we came together and we had this powerhouse hip-hop rap group and hip-hop band, the Black Poets Society. It's kind of my brainchild, but yeah, I was really into it, man. I was, and LaCour's been there the whole way, man. We made our first demos together. Even to this day, the first day I got back, we were right back in the lab. You know, since COVID, he played on the record that we just released. He's in the music video dancing. Just a really great, well-grounded brother. If you need a massage, you got to call him. He's the best in the land. He's got the best hands.
What's his number?
Look up whymassage.net. You definitely got to look him up. He's really fantastic.
Oh, my God.
He's a great healer and a great bass player and a great friend, a great father, a great husband, a great dad. I can't say enough about him. I'm blessed to have him in my life.
He sounds amazing.
Tell us about the Black Poets Society. They got pretty big, didn't they?
I wouldn't say big. We were starting to get some, you know, some national recognition in a few spots, because it was just a rare thing at the time. You know, hip hop bands were new to the world, really. I mean, they were like stars like LL Cool J, who could put on a show with a band. But he wasn't like a band. And then there was like the Roots. And, you know, we were blessed to just be able to start opening up for all the greats that were coming through at the time, like when it was starting to really bubble up. And, yeah. and the scene was like what they call the golden age. And locally, we were good, man. We were starting to move around and you know, go to Chicago and Milwaukee and be bigger regionally. And had a few write-ups here and there. But I wouldn't say we were as big as it felt. You know, it's like we were really young, and you know, after you know going on my adventures, I have a better perspective. But it, I think we definitely made a name for ourselves here in town.
Yeah.
You know, we were definitely a fixture in the Madison scene at that time, which was a smaller city at the time, and you know the venues were really fun, and you know everything from the Club to Watch to the Paramount for all you old school Madisonians there.
Paramount. You just tugged at my heartstrings.
Aww.
Yeah, man. You know, the Paramount was great. I had the opportunity to play with Ben Harper at the Paramount, the Far Side, the Jazzmatazz Guru, Donald Byrd, some great artists. So, like, it was a great time. We turned on the Fuji show. I wish we wouldn't have done
Ooh,
that.
Oh, wow.
I know.
Can I ask you, so you go to Brooklyn.
Yes.
Come back to Madison.
Mm-hmm.
What was the experience like for you in Brooklyn? And then, really, why do you think... What drew you back to us?
Okay, well, there's a lot that happened there. You know, Brooklyn, well, you know, it started in Manhattan, then Brooklyn, and then mm-hmm. Queens. So I left Queens, was my last place in New York. I left literally 2 days, like a week before the pandemic hit, and got stuck here.
No kidding.
I was traveling because I was like, okay, I'm done with New York. I'm going to travel around. I'm going to go to Phoenix. I'm going to go to Austin. I'm going to go to San Diego. I had a show in Milwaukee at the Pabst Brewery. And the next day, everything shut down. And I was like, uh-oh, this doesn't look good, because I didn't have a home at that time. I had put my stuff in storage, and I was going to travel. And it was a blessing. The universe said, go home. And I left right before it smashed New York in the face, literally like a week before it. And and I met up with my uncle, and I got to see my mom and all my siblings and friends. And I said, you know, I'm going to stay for a few years and just enjoy home, because I was gone for a long time. And,
yeah.
you know, I only came to visit every other year. Sometimes it was a couple, you know, there was a couple of times where I came back more frequent. But, you know, I was running my own company out in New York, so that just required everything of me, you know. And now that I'm back, I'm really having a good time, having fun, playing a lot of music. Will I stay? That's the big question.
That was going to be my next question. Mm-hmm.
At least till I'm 50. So, like, you know, I got a few years left. Okay. You know?
We're glad you're back.
Yeah, I love it. Yeah. It's nice. You know, I feel like I could be useful here, you know, mm-hmm. for whatever way I can, you know.
Well, let's get back to some live music here in the Devil's Lair, presented by Salvatore's Tomato Pies. This next song you have for us is called In the Eyes. Tell us about that song.
It's about being in the moment. It's about, you know, having gratitude for now and today. I'm a meditator, so I'm big into working on my being present and what I'm doing. So this is what this song is about. It's called In the Eyes.
Let's hear it. It's live in the Devil's Lair on Max Inc. Radio.
If I told you my story, would you forget it? If I showed you I loved you, would you take that for granted? And why do I do that anyway? My life, this world, one hell of a dynamic. They say, write those songs, boy. Now run and try and sell it. And why do I do that anyway? And so when people, they ask me about things that I believe, I say anything's possible, so I have to get by. And live in the eyes of today, not tomorrow. And if I live in the past as a yesterday, and
What happens now is the thing that matters when you wanna make a change. Does it make you uncomfortable that I see you and me? And I feel that is actual. That really means we share the same air. Mm-hmm. And so when people, they ask me about things that I believe, I say anything's possible. And I know, and I know, and I know that life must change. And the feeling from outside, they fade away. They fade away. So I have to get by and live in the eyes of today, not tomorrow. And if I live in the past, that's yesterday. And what happens now is the thing that matters. What happens now is the thing that matters. Mm-hmm. What happens now is the thing that matters when you wanna make a change. Is anything possible?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Max Inc. Radio, we are local music. Adem Tesfaye live in the Devil's Lair, presented by Salvatore's Tomato Pies. If you're just tuning in late and you want to hear the show again, well, it's going to replay tonight at midnight, tomorrow at 6 p.m. and midnight. And you can download the archive, or the podcast, rather, at maxincradio.com, rocker.
Adem, where can we find you and your music online?
You can find me online at ademtesfaye.com and .net.
You better tell people how to spell that so we got it one time.
ADEMTESFAYE. That's ADEMTESFAYE.com.
You know, like a spelling bee. That's good.
It is always a spelling bee for me. Because my brother's name is Adam. So, like,
no kidding.
I'm not kidding. Oh, imagine that conversation.
Yeah, I can imagine around the house. Oh, you know.
He's in trouble. No, you are.
We have a significant age difference, but it you know. Yeah. I get called Adam more than anything. I doubt he gets called a Dem very often.
Right?
Unless it's my mom, because our voices are very similar.
Oh. So. Mm-hmm.
On the first Thursday of the month, you play solo acoustic at the Tasting Room in Monona, and also the second Friday of the month at the Carbon 4 Brewery. But a few big shows this year. You're doing the Memorial Union on July 2nd and Orton Park Festival later this summer. How much of a relief is it getting back to playing live music for this spring and summer?
Well, you know, it's like what we live for as musicians. You know, like, we want to play outside and large speakers and dancing people.
It's the dream, right?
Yeah, it's living the dream, absolutely. It's the whole thing. You know, it's really exciting, actually. I wasn't able to get into some of those festivals last year because I had just really arrived, and I don't think anybody knew I was here too much. But I did play a lot of Dakota, but I'm really excited. I'm excited to do Union. I'm really excited to play Orton Park because that's where I live, so that's like my hood. So I get to rock over there in my hood for all the people that I see every day. And, you know, it's a musician's dream. It's what we close our eyes since we were little kids. And, you know, we want to look out into a sea of people playing music. And if we can get outside and do it, it's even better. So, yeah, I'm really excited.
Now, Madison doesn't always seem to embrace its hip-hop scene, but you're trying to change that perception. What are you doing to do that?
Well, I mean, I'm kind of an old-school hip-hop cat. So, like, yeah. I don't even know if hip-hop, and this is a conversation we were having, like, this a few days ago. You know, the era I grew up in was the golden age of hip hop, is what they call it. And I was in question of what people are presenting to the world today is actually hip hop. You know, so like,
yeah,
you know, because to me it's the culture, it's the writing, the graffiti, the MCing, the beatboxing, the DJing, and the dancing and the breaking. So my idea is to just bring back some of the authenticity of what I know what hip hop is, and kind of do what worked for us that brought the variety and the and the culture of the people that, you know, mixed and made it more of a melting pot where people felt safe because they can relate to the culture of it, not so much the business of it as what it's turned into more so. And and that's fine too. It's just trying to, you know, find a good platform to mix the new and the old and have conversation around it. Probably some more mentorship with younger cats so they can get on some stages and learn, you know, how to perform in a different light, getting them around some guys who've had some more experience in the world of hip hop. Like, you know, I went right to the Mecca. I went right to New York. So I was like, oh, I want to know what this is about and what this feels like in the root of it. So I'm going to try to bring some of that energy as well.
That's great.
See if that could be useful for some younger people to grab onto, because that seems to be the challenge, from what I understand, is bridging that gap, you know, from the know and the know how, and see if I can be useful in that way.
Oh gosh.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
I know.
And I also I admire the beatboxing and playing guitar at the same time.
Oh,
that was pretty good.
Thank you.
Well, let's get back to some live music with a Dem Test Faye in the Devil's Lair, presented by Salvatore's Tomato Pies. This next song is brand new, and we're premiering it here for the first time tonight. It's called Pressure. Is this a song about tires? I was just thinking I needed to check mine.
You know, funny. There will be a tire quote in there. So, like, you know,
I told you.
Oh boy,
Rocker gets lucky on those every once in a while.
I wrote this when I was in the city, in New York, just kind of like, you know, the pressure of success, you know, you don't really, you know, you're on the meat grinder out there, you know, so it's a little different, for me, at least it was, and just, being grateful. And this song came out 2 weeks ago. There's a music video. If you guys want to check it out online, you can find me at a Dem Test Faye on YouTube, and they'll all the platforms. I'm the one who got it. I got it. Got them all. I was an early adapter. I just didn't follow through. So, this song is called Pressure. It's usually played with a band, but I'm going to do an acoustic version the best I can.
All right. Let's check it out. A Dem Test Faye live at the Devil's Lair on Max Inc. Radio.
It's on your mind. Is that feeling like you're wasting time? And your money, it needs more money. And it just ain't funny when you hit your low. But it ain't no mystery in my mind. So I'm asking the Lord, ooh, let me hit it one more time. See,
my baby. She's on my mind. But her feelings, I hurt them all the time. But that loving, that sweet, sweet loving, it's the push and shoving. I miss it when it's not around. But it ain't no mystery, mystery in my mind. So I'm asking the Lord, ooh, let me hit it one more time. It's on your mind. It's that feeling like you're wasting time. And your money, it needs more money. And it just ain't funny when you hit your low. But it ain't no mystery, mystery in my mind. So I'm asking the Lord to see I'm asking the Lord. Ooh, I'm asking the Lord. Ooh, let me hit it one more time. Let me hit it one more time. Let me hit it one more time. Let me hit it one more time.
Beautiful.
Yes.
Dem Tesfaye live in the Devil's Lair here on Max Inc. Radio. Max Inc. Heavy with Rocker is coming up after 10 o'clock tonight. And Rocker, we got about 4.5 minutes.
Ooh.
4.5 minutes.
Can you sneak another song in there?
I think we can probably sneak another song in. DemTesfaye.com. You're all over all the social media, make sure you're there. Thank you so much for taking the time to come in and perform for us tonight in the Devil's Lair. We really appreciate it. We have one more time for one more song. And this one is brand new, too. And we're premiering it here tonight on the Devil's Lair, presented by Salvatore's Tomato Pies. This song is called Coastin'. Tell us about this song before you play.
This song is about the release. It's about letting go of all the material things in the world and just getting out of your head. And just surrender. It's about just wanting to just enjoy the ride a little bit and not always paying attention to all the bumps in the road. I'm just kind of like, yeah.
Let's hear it right now. 4 minutes left in the hour here.
Okay.
It's live in the Devil's Lair. Go ahead.
See if I can get into this. See, I'm a thinking man, just like the little engine I I think I can, then I blink again. Get weak and play this thinking game. I can't stop thinking, damn. It just goes to show I need a raft. The riptide has rolled it too fast. It feels like I'm drowning. I'm in too deep and the water's still rising, but I won't live my life like I'm trapped on a boat that won't float in the ocean. The watchtower light is shining too bright. I can't live my life like my truck's on flat, no tread, no forward motion. I'd rather be coasting. I'd rather be coasting. I'd rather be coasting. I'd rather be coasting. Can I see through the eyes of lies? My eyes of lies drift to the sea, polluting, promoting these lies, seducing for sexy corruption, consumption, lusting for humping, panting and hunting, chasing, facing that hardest equation. I pray for this nation, cause life's so amazing, it's dazing, and some days I feel like I'm crazy, but I won't live my life like I'm trapped on a boat that won't float in the ocean. The watchtower light is shining too bright. I can't live my life like my truck's on flat, no tread, no forward motion. I'd rather be coasting. I'd rather be coasting. I'd rather be coasting. I'd rather be coasting. So let's ride.
Yeah. A dumb test fan, I can't thank you enough for blessing us to come in the studio tonight playing your music. That
thank
was
you.
Awesome.
Thank you very much for having me, you guys. I really appreciate it. And until next time.
Until thanks, next man. Time.
I love it.
For
until
sure.
next time.
Terry Barr, it's wonderful to do radio with you, too.
Thank you. Love you, Jimmy K and Rocker.
Rockers, up next with Max Inc. Heavy. Thanks for listening. This is Max Inc. Radio. Devil Radio 92.7, 101 FM, The Shaw, 540 AM, WAUK.
Got a problem with Max Inc. Radio? Send us an email. We'll forward it to The Onion. Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
Yeah, when you wanna go see a band or get a drink, you wanna know what's going on, check out Maximum Inc. What's hot overseas or new in the local scene? Wisconsin's only music magazine.